So let's talk some more about the good, the bad, and the ugly of your case. And today I want to talk to you about the bad. When I used to talk to my clients all the time, I would tell them my responsibility is to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly. And sometimes they get confused. They're like, what's the difference between the bad and the ugly? This is the way I look at the bad and the ugly. And we'll talk about, I'll talk about ugly. I've talked about ugly in different videos here. The ugly is usually something that's so bad that there's no way to correct it and it may actually bring your case down. Something that's bad is just something that you just may have to address. I'll give you a great example. I've done employment law cases where, you know, I did not have a model employee that I was representing, meaning they had some disciplinary actions that were on the record. It didn't mean I wasn't able to win their case. It didn't mean that their case was weaker. But what it was is that I had to make sure my client was aware that the fact that they had some incidences of being disciplined on their record, that was going to be something that the employer was going to rely upon as a justification to take whatever action they did with regards to them. And they're going to point to that as a reason why that's separate and apart from the whole notion of being discriminated against for retaliation or discrimination. And why is that important? Because when you get in mind the bad parts, you wrap your mind around it. One, you start doing a couple of things. One, you start realizing that I need to be prepared to address this when it comes up because it's going to come up. Two, if you find out about it in advance, maybe you can provide other information to kind of provide a kind of a counterbalance to it. For instance, in a situation where I had where my client was disciplined, we were able to bring up the fact that, you know, during deposition of the supervisor, that this person was basically disciplining everybody for the same thing, in particular the men. And so it made it easier for me to paint this picture of saying, yeah, you disciplined my client, but that's kind of your thing. So it made it a little bit easier as opposed to just a standalone, making it look like my client was just this bad employee when in essence, this person had a pattern of doing this with regards to men. And so it's important that when you're looking at your case, because a lot of times what happens, people, when they have a case, they get so wrapped up in the good parts. That's all they see because they're like, I'm gonna get mine. My case is so good. But then they don't want to hear the bad parts. And the bad part is what you need to focus on, because at some particular point, somebody is going to ask you about the bad part. So you need to be prepared to address that in advance. And hopefully, if you can address it enough in advance so this way you can take care of it so it doesn't become an issue.